Now, apart from minor matters, which I wouldn't normally even bother briefing you on, today's Cabinet has been almost entirely taken up with matters relating to the forthcoming budget, and you wouldn't expect me to brief you on those today. So I don't have a specific report coming out of a very long Cabinet session today. So just to comment on what is coming up through the week. It's a 2 days of government business, 1 day members' business. We're expecting to do a government notice of motion, number one, on alterations to appropriations for offices of Parliament, first up. I'd like to get a first reading of the Walking Access Bill in Damien O'Connor's name. And this has been something a long time in gestation, going back to consultations which began under Jim Sutton's time as Minister of Rural Affairs. There is some time for the financial review of Crown entities, public organisations and state-owned enterprises, which could be interesting, a lot of recent statements. The Māori Purposes Bill number 2 should go to committee stage, and the Courts Matters Bill we hope will go to committee stage. We would like to do a second reading of the Moal Historic Reserve Vesting Bill. That's the one which vests Mount Maunganui back in iwi title. And if there's time, do committee stages of the Births, Deaths, Marriages and Relationships Registration Bill. Otherwise, coming up this week, you will have seen the Electricity Commission's risk assessment out today on what is called the min zone around electricity issues. I note that Transpower is saying that provided the severe drought doesn't extend beyond autumn and there's no failure at a large thermal plant, which is rare, the situation should be okay. Minister of Energy advises that he's advised that there is something like a 1-3% chance of a problem later on in the winter. But the benefit of having good forward knowledge now is the ability to plan, and so there has been discussion within the industry for some time as the droughts progress and the big industrial customers are approached to discuss options for demand management. On the brighter side of the drought, while it has been very, very difficult, particularly in the North Island regions of late, there looks like there's some relief this week with the tail end of the tropical storm that's come down from New Zealand, and certainly getting parts of the North Island, which are very, very dry, a good dose of rain, while it's still reasonably warm. So that is positive, and we have discussed both those issues today as well. Otherwise, coming up this week, CPI for the March quarter is out tomorrow. A small business advisory group is releasing a report to a government tomorrow as well. And Chris Carter and Parikura Horomia will be releasing the Māori education strategy. Otherwise, through the week, we expect the ERO, Education Review Office, report on the subject of bullying at Hutt Valley High to come out Wednesday. Also, Judith Tizard have a statement on the new regulations with respect to whānau, children's clothing. Come end of the week, the Transport Accident Investigation Commission is expected to issue the report on the 2006 sinking of the Kotuku in Fogo Strait that led to very tragic deaths, a number, of course, in one family. So those are the issues coming up. Obviously, we go into a three-week recess next week. The Cabinet will be meeting every Monday, and so we'll have more to report as we go. Any issues people would like to raise?
What do you think of the Labour Party President Mike Williams agreeing with the suggestion that government department material could be used effectively to promote the Labour Party?
This was a not-so-bright idea, which came off the floor at a workshop, I understand, and the not-so-bright idea has been thrown off the ninth floor of the Beehive.
Sorry, have you said something about an edict down there?
Yes, I've said that under no circumstances should canvassers be handing out government leaflets. They are not campaign material. Electorate offices, of course, for MPs of all parties should stock information about things that constituents are entitled to. And in my many years in Parliament, and my office has provided such a service regardless of who has been in government, because constituents come in, they want information, and we are the interface and link. But it is not underlined, not campaign material.
What do you think of the judgment of Mike Williams, who responded by saying it's a damn good idea?
Well, obviously, I think it was poor judgment, because it is not campaign material, and as Mike Williams said in his speech on Friday night, no one dies wondering what I think about things, and he was the beneficiary of such advice again this morning.
Has he become a bit of a liability? This is quite recently.
Well, he's one of my oldest friends, and a very diligent worker for the party, but he doesn't always get things right.
So what are you actually ruling out here? You're saying that activists won't be handing this out as if it's campaign material, but people would still be handing it out to let people know about their
No, I'm comments. Saying it's not campaign material. You would not expect someone who's going from door to door with a folder canvassing for the Labour Party to be handing out such information.
Are you saying this because of the EFA, or would you have been saying it before the EFA?
I would have said it regardless. I cannot think of such a thing happening. I've been involved in general elections since 1972. Almost half that time has been under Labour governments, and I certainly can't recall anything like that.
Does it breach any particular law, or is it just you don't think it's...
No, I just don't think it's appropriate.
Do you think the EFA needs to be amended in any way, or are there any plans to amend the EFA? Because there's a lot of confusion around it now. I guess one issue close to Labour may be the interim ruling by the Electoral Commission that campaign material has to have a residential address on it.
Well, that's an issue that Bill English has raised, and the government understand, as has indicated, it's prepared to see that progress.
So what about any other changes?
If you can get opinion mobilised about issues that need to be clarified, that's a positive thing, but of course this has been legislation which has not attracted support right across the House, so it's unlikely there will be major and substantial amendment, but the issues that English has raised is worthy of consideration.
When do you think that might be considered? Already?
Well, I assume sooner rather than later.
So the concern is that businesses might be giving their employees lower pay rises because of taking the job KiwiSaver. So is the government taking a position on that?
Trevor Mallard has taken a very strong position on behalf of the government, and I back what he's saying, particularly given that employers are giving a tax credit for the employer contribution, where the employee has chosen to go into the scheme. I don't think it's on to be deducting the employer contribution from any consideration of a wage increase.
Prime Minister, could I just take you to an issue surrounding the latest register of pecuniary interests? I note that the 8 members of Parliament who made the Rugby Tour of France last year have made no mention in terms of their personal returns to the involvement of Lion Nathan, Visa, Adidas and McDonald's in terms of their personal returns. Do you have a view on that?
Well, you'll recall that I expressed a view about the whole subject some time ago, and the Speaker has referred it to the Standing Orders Committee. I'm told today, anticipating your question, that members who are part of the Parliamentary Rugby Team appear to have taken a different approach to how they've declared the support that they got. Some have declared that they got support from the Parliamentary Rugby Club. Others have specified individual companies because, thank goodness, I'm not part of this club. I haven't yet got to the extent of asking whether the support from those particular companies was support in its own right, or whether that support went into the Parliamentary Rugby Club. So I think it might be something that Dame Margaret Baser, who's in charge of the Register of Parliamentary Interests, should take up with the members concerned, so there can be more consistent reporting.
Is there a concern at all that sort of sponsorship might represent
things? Well, my concern was that there was that private sponsorship of MPs, enjoyment of travel overseas. Then my experience, corporate sponsorship generally has a hard-headed reason for it being pursued, because it's thought to be of some benefit to the sponsor. Now, of course, that always results in a win-win for the organisation that's getting the sponsorship. And I've been a great advocate of corporate sponsorship in the arts, for example, to supplement what government is able to do. But I think there's quite a distance between corporate sponsorship in the arts and corporate sponsorship in members of parliament. And that's why I raised the issue with the Speaker last year when it became a matter of public interest, and why I'm pleased that she's referred it to the Standing Orders Committee.
On the energy issue, is there an energy conservation strategy plan in place, if required, if there's a need to sort of promote households and businesses saving energy?
I'm told, Greg, that it's too early to be considering that. They obviously are in touch with the big users to see how demand might be restructured at the present time. But I do believe that we now have much better information around the whole system, and that there will be sensible planning done around this. But at this time, we're not advised that there's a need for a particular conservation campaign by households. But it is fair to say that as part of the whole issue around climate change mitigation, we are advocating through a variety of agencies, whether it's Ministry for the Environment or Energy Efficiency and Conservation Agency or Electricity Commission, promoting the less energy intensive light bulbs. We are advocating that people in their own interests do endeavour to become more energy efficient. It saves them money, and of course it reduces demand on the power system.
Is there anything on toll?
No update on that today, no.
Just on the budget, have you got the tax cut package all polished and ready to go, or is there still some work needs to be done on that?
Oh, still a little work to do. We have spent a lot of time on the whole package today.
Thank you.